This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Do you like curry? I do. And there's nothing I enjoy more than going down to my local Indian restaurant, bringing my own wine and having an extra hot chicken danzak. That's my favourite. I did order a takeaway curry once recently, but then I thought, although I love having a meal at the restaurant, the takeaway, for some reason, just didn't taste as good. And it's quite expensive, and you still have to do the washing up. But when I was at college, I was actually very lucky, as I lived with a Hindu girl. And she was appalled at my attempts to cook, or rather, overcook rice. And then there were the Vesta powdered curries. Do you remember those? These horrified her. So, she taught me how to cook authentic vegetarian curry using all the original ingredients, and they were fantastic. So now I use these ingredients to cook meat curries too. I'm going to tell you my way of making a fab chicken curry. And I'll be telling you all the ingredients you need to make this, so you might want to grab a paper and pen or visit our website for all the details. My version of a fabulous chicken curry, for this you will need to buy all the spices, but powdered spices are fine and you can get hold of these quite cheaply in most supermarkets or ethnic shops. And once you've got them, you can make all kinds of curries, so they're well worth the investment. These are you ready? Cumin, coriander, ginger, chili, paprika, turmeric, salt, pepper, garam masala. And garam masala is actually a special blend of spices. And I also use Madras hot curry powder for this particular curry and black mustard seeds. You'll also need chicken. I use breast, red onion, garlic, chilies, and lemon juice. The lemon juice you can get in a bottle. Firstly, chop half or more if you like it of a red onion, chop some chilies, more if you prefer it hot, and crush a clove of garlic. Then chop up the chicken breast. Now, using a little of whatever fat or oil you have, I personally use coconut oil, heat the mustard seeds until they make a popping noise, like this. Then add the onion, chilies and garlic. Cook those for just a minute and then add the chicken and cook it for a couple of minutes just to brown it. After 2 minutes, take the chicken out and put it aside. If you don't do this, the chicken will be overcooked and you don't want that. Now add a tin of tomatoes and you can add, say, half a teaspoon of each of the spices and the salt and pepper to this. Just to list these spices again, they are cumin, coriander, ginger, chili, paprika, turmeric, garam masala, the special blend of spices, and I also use the Madras hot curry powder too. Now at this stage, I add a few drops of Liam Perrins, a little Marmite, unless you're one of those that hates it, although you can't taste it in the same way, and some chicken stock or cube or a pot. Now, let the spices and the tomatoes cook well together. And once they're boiling, turn the heat down, cover the pan and leave it to simmer for 20 minutes. Stir it occasionally and squash those tomatoes down as well. So we'll leave the sauce cooking away. Now our tomatoes are nicely cooked, I can add the chicken to the pan. Turn up the heat for 5 minutes and then turn it down and simmer until the chicken is soft on a low heat for about another 25 minutes. while this is cooking, to make a really lovely, easy accompaniment, just mix some natural yogurt with a little bit of mint sauce, and it's delicious. So now it's nearly ready, after the 25 minutes cooking time is finished, and you can add some more salt and pepper, another half teaspoon of garam masala, a quarter of a teaspoon of sugar, and a few drops of lemon juice. This brings out all the flavours and balances the curry. And I even add a little milk at this stage sometimes to soften the tomatoes. And there we have it, Fiona's fabulous authentic chicken curry. So enjoy this with rice or naan or chapatis. I hope you like it. So join me next time and we can explore other ways to cook with these and other spices. See you next time.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.